USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At Mount Rushmore, President Donald Trump gave his 4th of July speech to an enthusiastic crowd. And during the speech, he warned that protesters who destroy monuments would be punished to the fullest extent of the law, and that he's planning some brand new monuments for the United States.
I am signing an executive order to establish the National Guard of American Heroes, a vast outdoor park that will feature the statues of the greatest Americans to ever live.
And in the president's motivational speech, he reminded Americans that we will make it through these tough times.
America's future is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Enjoy your 4th of July. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A member of the president's inner circle has tested positive for COVID-19, and USA's Wendy King reports.
President Trump's son, Don Jr., is in self-isolation. He tested negative for the coronavirus, but his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, tested positive. A Trump campaign official says she was immediately isolated in order to limit exposure to anyone else. They're also saying she's not showing any symptoms of the disease. They've been in South Dakota to help with fundraisers for the president's re-election campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A 27-year-old man drove a car onto a closed freeway in Seattle and barreled through a panicked crowd of protesters, critically injuring two women. Dawit Kelty of Seattle drove his car around vehicles that were blocking Interstate 5 and intentionally sped into the crowd, according to the report released by the Washington State Patrol. The two women are in critical condition, according to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An outbreak of coronavirus cases has now been reported at the University of Washington in Seattle. The public university said it confirmed that at least 89 fraternity house residents have tested positive for COVID-19. Four students who did not live on Greek Row but had contact with residents have also tested positive. Dr. Jeffrey Gottlieb, chair of the university's Advisory Committee on Communicable Diseases, said in a statement, "The number of cases is concerning and reminds us that outbreaks can quickly spiral. After many years of discussion, changes may be in play for the Washington Redskins." And a statement came from the team today which stated, "In light of recent events around the country and feedback from our community, the Washington Redskins are announcing the team will undergo a thorough review of the name." Team owner Dan Snyder has been under more pressure in recent weeks to change the name, given the national focus on human rights and social justice. FedEx, which has naming rights to the team's stadium under a $205 million deal, requested the name change. Also sponsors Nike and Pepsi are under pressure to sever ties with the team unless it changes its name. Chuck Haskins, Cherokee Nation president, is excited about the possibility for change.
"This name Redskins was offensive yesterday. It'll be offensive tomorrow, and it was offensive when the Redskins adopted it, I think, in the 1930s. But I think we ought to applaud progress where we find it in this country."
Nike has also appeared to remove all Redskin gear from its online store. The other 31 NFL teams are listed, and the search for Redskins came up with zero results. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.